From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages by mid-afternoon. Some of them had been seized, but the troops had not yet managed to control the entire area. French police have arrested a man they say was in the advanced stages of a plot to attack the country. France's interior minister said the suspect was arrested Thursday in a neighborhood northwest of Paris. Meeting in the shadow of the Brussels terrorist attacks, EU justice and interior ministers vowed to deepen a joint intelligence gathering. They also plan to push through measures to share airline passenger information and step up the fight against terrorism. Europol director Robert Wainwright says Europe is in danger of new attacks.
There are likely to be other potential terrorists at large in Europe, or at least that are being trained now by Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, to be sent maybe on a future mission. So, we're very alert to the possibility that we might be facing more terrorist plots in Europe.
The meeting comes as Belgian authorities face growing criticism over security lapses, with more evidence of significant links between the Paris attacks in November and Tuesday's strikes in Brussels. A Republic of Congo Army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced that the president had won over 60% of the vote. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia are calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. They have also agreed to push both the Syrian government and the opposition to free all political prisoners. After 4 hours of meetings in Moscow, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed that cooperation between the United States and Russia has been instrumental in achieving an unexpected successful cessation of hostilities in Syria.
There has been a fragile but nevertheless beneficial reduction in violence, some say as much as 85% to 90% in Syria.
Both sides say the talks were wide-ranging, with Syria dominating, but also covering Ukraine, Yemen, Libya, North Korea, and other topics. The United States has filed criminal charges against seven Iranians for what it called a coordinated campaign of cyber attacks on American banks and an attempt to seize electronic control of a dam near New York City. Alleged Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau has signaled his possible retirement. An 8-minute video posted on YouTube shows a subdued Shekau saying, quoting now, for me, this is the end. He did not elaborate. Authorities say at least seven police officers were killed in a suspected insider attack in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province. The incident happened at a security outpost Thursday in the district of Argandab. Officials said members of the Afghan local police were asleep when three of their colleagues sprayed them with bullets. The United Nations Secretary General hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic Thursday. Ban Ki-moon said the judgment shows that fugitives cannot evade an international community determined to bring them to justice. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday visited a park in Argentina dedicated to the victims of the so-called Dirty War. The visit came on the 40th anniversary of the coup that installed a military regime in the country. Mr. Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship. He said his administration will, quoting now, confront the past with honesty and transparency. The southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina has passed a law banning local governments from mandating that transgendered people be allowed to use public restrooms and locker rooms for the gender with which they identify. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory signed the bill on Wednesday after the state legislature convened a special session to pass the measure. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of today's trading session. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.